This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. TB Cakes, Bish, and JP. On a game show Wednesday, going to give listeners a chance to win Metallica tickets. It's also a Wizards Wednesday, so we have tickets to go see the Wizards coming up Friday, February 21st against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Watch Kuzma come back to Capital One Arena.
That's right. That one. Revenge tour.
That's right. There you have it.
So we're going to play Junkerty, the original Junkies game show. We'll punch up two contestants at a time. We start with a jump ball question. And then whoever wins the prize.
Yep. Very simple. All right, let's go to Andy in Stafford. Hey, Andy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Andy, are you at home or are you out on the road?
I'm at home.
All right, nice. All right, same.
Are you working remote today or usually just at the house?
No working.
All right.
Like it.
Blowing off work. All right, so hold on. What do I want to do? I'm going to do them on lock. Right. Okay, there, because I put them on hold. And let's go to Joe Alexandria. Joe, what's up? You working today or what? What's going on?
I already had the day off.
Nice. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I work as a tour guide at Mount Vernon.
Oh, money earner. Interesting. Very
at
nice.
Mount Vernon. You know, I see Rick Snyder like reference Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me two good nuggets about Mount Vernon. I don't know anything about it.
Hold on. Wait, before you say anything, the big nugget about Mount Vernon.
Not really.
You don't know whose house it is?
Hold on. Lincoln. Jefferson. No. One of those guys. Who is it?
Keep going.
You ever hear of George Washington?
All right, George Washington. All right, whatever.
Founder of our country, basically.
You were in the ballpark.
One of those old guys.
Yeah. One of the old guys, right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Give me. I'm serious. I don't know anything about Mount Vernon.
You have to be playing along.
I'm telling you, I cheated through high school. Go ahead.
At its peak, it was 8,000 acres spread across five farms. That's about 12 and a half square miles.
That's a good nugget.
How big? I don't even know. This is another thing I don't know. How many square miles is D.C.?
Not sure I know.
You have an idea? Like rough?
100?
I don't even know.
I have no idea.
What do you think, Joe?
1,000?
I have no idea.
No idea.
No, just knows about Mount Vernon.
Just Mount Vernon.
Yeah, he's Mount Vernon.
68.3 square miles.
770,
huh?
Yeah.
68.3 square miles.
For D.C.?
Yes.
Okay, so it was about a fifth of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sizable property.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I got married at one of those farms.
Huh?
I got married at one of those farms.
Yeah, you did. You did? I went to that thing?
Yeah.
You did go, yes.
That was a Mount Vernon farm?
Yeah. River Farm, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right, Joe.
That's where Pretzel Boy's house is. It's on River Farm.
Whose house?
Yeah. Dan Snyder.
Pretzel Boy's house.
Oh, Pretzel Boy.
The one that he can't sell. It's been on the market. He can't sell it.
He donated it.
Hold on, Joe.
He donated one of them.
The Bethesda house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The other one's still on the market.
Joe, how did you become like a tour guide at Mount Vernon? Did you like study history and stuff?
I was a political science major, spent about 25 years on Capitol Hill. I live right by it, and I figured I might as well do something I enjoy instead of doing something for the paycheck, so that's why I'm there.
Gotcha. Very cool.
All right, it's Joe and Alexander and Andy and Stafford. You know what, Andy, since you've been waiting patiently, I will let you choose the category. You can either go with Cruise Cinema, Damon and Affleck, or Netflix and Chill.
Let's go Netflix.
All right, boys. You start with the jump ball. That means if you know the answer for the one-point question, you say your name. That's how you seize control of the board. The category is Netflix and Chill for Joe and Andy. This reality dating show...
Andy.
Oh, Andy's in. Go ahead, Andy.
Love is Blind.
He's correct.
Wow.
Love is Blind.
You don't make him answer in the form of a question, what is Love is Blind?
You don't have to do that
okay,
on this
gotcha.
Show.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you know who hosts Love is Blind? It's season 8, EB. It comes out on Valentine's Day. That's this Friday.
I think I know who hosts.
I'm asking the entertainment guru.
What's the question?
And you're a fan. Who hosts Love is Blind? Season 8, very popular show on Netflix.
The Harrison
clue is,
guy. Harrison
used
guy.
To be a singer. I think you were a fan of his. And his wife is hot.
Nick Lachey and his wife.
Ooh, I would never get that. Never get that.
I think you're weird if you know that.
Yeah, Joe, you got to wait patiently. Andy, you have control of the board. All right, the three-pointer. This show is in season 2 and follows the hunt for a CIA agent accused of leaking secrets.
I don't know.
Joe has a chance to steal for 3 points. This show is in season 2 and follows the hunt for a CIA agent accused of leaking secrets.
No clue.
It's very popular. I actually haven't watched it. It's The Night Agent.
The Night Agent. Okay. I've heard of it. Don't know anything about it.
So yeah, who wins?
My wife says
it's back to Andy. He's up one zippy, but this is a 5-point question.
My wife said that's a great show.
Andy, the 5-pointer. This comedy starring Amy Schumer was number 1 on Netflix this week in the movie category.
Don't know. Is it like Delivered or something like that?
Joe, you have a chance to win the game if you can nail this Amy Schumer movie, number 1 on Netflix this week.
Oh, that's most definitely Kind of Pregnant.
Winner!
Wow.
Joe and Alexandria wins
it.
Did you watch that?
What prize does Joe win?
He's going to win the Metallica tickets.
Very good.
It's the Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. It's Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. I did watch it. It's kind of terrible.
It's kind of stupid. Yeah. Not surprised.
Good job, Joe. Pulled it out in the end.
You can get a couple laughs.
You must have had nothing going on that night when you were watching.
I don't know. Justin and I sometimes, like on a Saturday night at 10 p.m., we'll put on a dumb movie like that. You look for something, it was number 1 on Netflix.
All right, it's Joe that won, right?
Yeah.
All right, so
Joe got the dub.
Punch up 2 more contestants.
All right.
Now you're playing for Wizards Bucks tickets.
All right, let's go to Shane in Frederick.
It's a Bobby Portis revenge game.
That's right. Hey, Bobby Portis still getting checks.
Shane, how you doing? You at work today or you chilling
good.
At home?
Yeah, he puts up numbers.
Shane, number.
I'm at work, not really working.
What do you do for a living, Shane? What?
Montgomery County School Board.
School Board?
Oh, school okay. Board.
Yeah. You got to get off the Bluetooth
or
whatever you're on.
All right. Let me put him on. I didn't even know that was a job. I thought that was just like, I thought if you were on the school board, that was just like a side thing, like being on PTA or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
You know what I mean? I didn't know it was like a job. All right. You're in, Shane. And let's go to Rich in Olney. Hey, Rich.
Morning, boys. How you feeling?
Rich hey, in the okay. Old Town.
Rich, you're always just at home, right?
No, I go into work later today.
Oh, okay. We know what Rich does.
I know what Rich does.
Is he a banker or something?
He is not a banker.
He's the beer guy.
He works for the county liquor store.
Yeah, booze is essential on snow days.
Right.
He puts out the top shelf liquor.
Right.
Rich, I'll let you choose a category. You can go with Damon and Affleck or Cruise Cinema.
Let's go with Cruise Cinema.
All right, we're going to start with a jump ball. If you know the answer, Shane or Rich, say your name. That's how you get control. This is your one pointer. In this 1999 movie, Tom Cruise infiltrates a masked orgy of a secret society. Shane?
Eyes Wide Shut.
It is Eyes Wide Shut.
Wow. Mm. Good job.
He heard an orgy. He was in. He's buzzed in.
All right, three-pointer. This is for Shane. He has control. This 2004 flick starred Jamie Foxx as a cab driver and Tom Cruise as a contract killer.
Collateral.
It is Collateral.
This guy knows his Cruise Cinema.
He's up for Zippy. Rich on the sidelines. All right, you can close out the game with this, the five-pointer. The cast of this 1981 drama following a group of military students included Tom Cruise, Timothy Hutton, and Sean Penn.
Good flick, too.
Taps.
We got a winner. Congratulations. You get the pair of tickets to see the Wizards Friday, February 21st. They take on Milwaukee. It's a Wizards Friday night concert series night presented by Sprite, featuring a free post-game concert from rapper T.I., supported by Scooby and Sirius Company. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/contest.
Nice job.
All right, that's the school board guy, right?
Yes, right. Shane.
Rich got blanked. My guy Rich from the O-Town just got blanked. Nothing.
All right, do you guys want to just jump in on these? You're going to nail these.
All right.
This was Damon and Affleck.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, the it's just too easy.
It's,
but
it's layup.
Good one. Right.
No. In Good Will Hunting,
yes.
Matt Damon stars as a janitor and mathematical genius who's discovered by a professor at this prestigious school.
Harvard.
MIT.
Cakes is in. It wasn't Harvard. It's MIT.
Damn it.
You go
I thought it was
watch.
Harvard, too.
Good Will Hunting, Ricky.
Yeah. All right.
It's been a while.
Right. It has been a while. Right.
This is just way too easy. All right. In this.
The town.
Affleck directed 2023 film. Damon portrays Sonny Vaccaro.
Air Jordan.
EP. Yeah, up 3-1.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. The
I thought
pointer.
I'd control the board, but I guess just jump in.
Yeah, it's jump fine. In. It's jump all good. In game.
All good.
Three contestants.
You got to say your name, though.
Yeah.
Violated the rules.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think EB got in. I'm giving it to EB.
Thank you.
All right, you just jump in. It's a three-way dance.
All right,
this is really
dumb.
For the win.
This
is 3-1-0. The pair recently starred together in this action-packed period piece set in medieval France.
Oh, I know the movie, but I don't.
Nobody can
no
name
idea.
It.
I know exactly.
It just came out 2 years ago.
It's horrible. Piece. It looks so bad.
When you say period piece, I'm out.
Valdez, do you know it?
What is the title?
Does anybody know
it? I'm just going to grasp. Nah.
What was it about?
The Last Duel?
It is The Last Duel.
Is that it? That's a good poll right there.
I never heard of that.
That's a good poll.
You realize they've been in like 10 movies together.
Mm-hmm. And a million commercials.
So many commercials.
Usually Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin'.
Well, I mean, if Dunkin' asked us to be in a bunch of commercials and paid us, we'd be in a bunch of Dunkin' commercials.
Yeah, but they don't need it.
I wonder if
we need it.
I wonder if Crop's ever going to have me back in a commercial because my guy, Eric, that worked over there, he was like in charge of that. He's moved on.
He gone.
He's got a new company.
I mean, they might ask you to get your tooth put back in your face before you start
a commercial. I have an appointment. It's like in a week.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Get my real tooth.
I do think you sitting on that side, even though a couple people tweeted
that they could see it.
I don't think anybody could see it.
It mitigated it.
I went home and I watched like the first 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't notice anything with your tooth.
Thank you.
Looked fine. Then I went to bed.
Thank you.
They put you to sleep.
I mean, I just did the show. I recorded it. And like,
yeah, but you don't have my vantage point. I'm looking right at that gap. When he's looking at the microphone and his mouth is open.
You're used to it, though.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
No, but it's going to be all fixed in a week.
Very good.
Yeah. Be silly.
Forever fixed?
I think so.
That and the windshield fixed in a week.
Windshield, I don't know if I'm going to fix it.
How do they? Can you give me the nutshell version of how they fix the tooth? Do
they just put the real like cement?
They just glue it in there.
I mean,
they
glue
that blicky in.
I think so.
Okay,
I think so. What's the, they put a screw in one of my root canals. I didn't know that was part of the routine.
Do they tell you not to eat like Jolly Ranchers?
He always tells me
sticky candy.
Still does.
He always tells me you got to be careful what you eat, but he also says you're going to do what you're going to do.
You're addicted to it.
You're a sugar addict.
Yeah.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah, you're going to do what you're going to do. You know,
you've been doing it for 55 years.
He said I'd be careful what you eat, but, you know, mm-hmm. I put a, you know, Jolly Rancher in and boom, tooth out. I mean, you know. I forget.
This one was gum. It might be worth the sacrifice because Jolly Ranchers are so good.
They are. Now and later. Are delicious. You a Jolly Rancher guy or a now and later?
I could do both.
Yeah.
Both have their merits.
Yeah. God, I haven't had a good
if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick a Jolly Rancher. Sour apples, my one seed.
Right.
Man, they're just so hard.
Yeah.
They are so hard.
Starburst.
You suck
Starburst.
On them. You don't just crack them with
Starburst
your teeth.
Are now.
Yeah, they're very small.
They're so tiny.
I know, but I'd rather eat those.
Doesn't one of the flavors make you sweat?
All of them.
Really?
Starburst and Skittles. Yeah. My head will sweat.
You have a weird reaction to Starburst.
Cakes gets weird reactions. My head, I'll be drenched in sweat. If you ran your fingers through my hair after about four Starbursts.
We should do a bit.
It must be some imminent
diabetes. It is bit season. Yeah. Let's bring in a bunch of Starbursts and see how long it takes for EB to start sweating profusely.
Yeah. No, I don't think you would notice it.
Put like a timer.
If you ran your fingers through my hair, the top of my head would be soaked in
sweat.
We'll
let Roger do that.
I mean, sure, I don't know. I don't know why.
It's kind of wet.
Sort of like, hey, what you got going there? Your head's wet. Am I talking like a 50s gangster?
800-636-1067 is the number. You want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Here,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
From the Junkies. All right, this isn't on our outline, but it was on the TV for probably 2 hours here. And maybe we've talked about it in the past. The Westminster Kennel Club dog show was on.
Okay. Yep.
I don't get... We're talking about what's on TV these days.
Yeah.
That, I think, actually does very well. Oh, you should probably compare Live Golf's numbers to the...
guys from Live would kill for whatever the Westminster Kennel Club
that makes
draws
sense,
on TV.
Think about all the dog lovers and dog owners in the world. It actually kind of makes sense to me. It does nothing for me.
So a giant schnauzer named Monty won.
Huh?
I love dogs. It does nothing for me.
The top canine cakes is a giant schnauzer named Monty.
Okay. Hey, it's Monty. I won best overall Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Love Monty from the Starboard. Right. Good dude. Didn't know he was a prize winning dog while he ran Dewey's most successful bar.
5-year-old male with a jet black coat from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, look at that. Close.
I know a guy who, that's what they used to do. You know, they raise these dogs and they train them, and it's a whole thing. Yeah. You know,
Texas dog used to do shows. Leo used to do shows?
A schnauzer. Not a giant schnauzer, standard schnauzer.
So did your mom take him to shows or your dad?
Or did you think that was his dad's department?
I think it was more.
Or did you have like a trainer that loved your dog or something?
No, I want to say it was my mom was the lead there. It's kind of hazy, but I'll just be honest.
I remember
it was my mom.
Didn't you guys have ribbons and stuff?
Yeah, like it was a prize-winning
dog. Winning
dog.
Yes. Leo.
It's kind of a mean dog to me. I'd go in the house. You guys used to put him in a cage in the basement sometimes.
Now, what is this? I remember Leo.
Yeah.
But what is that? What are the characteristics of a schnauzer? They're kind of ugly, aren't they?
I don't think they're ugly. They have like a long beard. They can either be black or they can be salt and pepper.
I thought yours was like salt and peppery, right?
Leo was a salt and pepper standard schnauzer back in the day.
And so what was it? So Leo was like a good listener type thing?
I guess he was obedient. He was obedient enough to go and do dog shows.
Right.
Like, now we never went like all over the country. It's more regional, like... Uh-huh. D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
You would win
area.
Ribbon, but you don't win cash for that, do you?
Oh, I don't think there's any cash involved.
But if
maybe at the highest levels, like if you have a champion dog and then you breed that dog, that's where the cash comes in.
I'm reading this article. It's almost like reading about an NFL prospect who blows up. Here's a sentence from the article. Monty's rise in the sport has been meteoric. He had won best in group at Westminster and reached the last 7 in both 2023 and 2024. It's almost like the Hall of Fame selections.
Yeah.
And he broke through. He came up short the last couple of years, but then was the top-ranked dog in the country based on points compiled across previous shows.
I have watched for like 5 or 10 minutes at a time sometimes.
Yeah,
it is kind of interesting to see how they have him trained and... Like, they seem to have, like, a perfect gait.
Oh, yeah. They know how to strut. Like, they know what they're doing.
So
they're putting
behaved.
On a show for
yeah.
people.
Yeah. I mean,
and then these judges sometimes,
do it, right?
Don't the judges, don't they come up to the dogs and then get, like, them. All in their grill, like, grill like in their jaws?
They look at their teeth. They look at the way their coat is. They look at their, to quote George Takei from the Stern Show, Valdez, their musculature, the way their body looks. Like, the whole thing. They grill them.
Right.
They look to make sure, like, their tongue's not
hanging out. I mean, it's basically got to be a perfect dog to win
yes.
that thing.
It
your
can't have any defects.
Have
it,
no disrespect, but you've had some ugly dogs.
Our old dog, Belle, her tongue stuck out. She was just never going to be.
That was a special dog.
Yeah, she was just never going to be show quality.
Yeah. And Jason, do you think if you had the world's greatest trainer that they could train your dog to be in a dog show?
I don't know how shepherds do in those. I mean, I assume that they had shepherds.
But you always describe your dog as kind of wild.
Well, not anymore. She's 11 years old. When she was young, she was wild.
The dogs are bred almost like horses.
Yeah.
So, like, these dogs come from other show dogs.
Yeah.
And they have the lineage and the same kind of makeup as all the others. It helps if they walk a certain way and they're obedient, but it's not all about obedience.
It's about genetics.
It's about genetics.
They have to be the exact like amount inches long, all that kind of stuff.
If you want to chime in,
my dog would try and attack all of the other dogs in the show,
go over well.
Especially the small dogs.
Okay,
because she does not like.
She's
small
a bully.
Dogs.
She's trying to bully the smaller dogs.
Yes, and then if there's a bigger male dog, she doesn't mess with
them. Right.
If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. So I'm not a dog guy, although I probably am going to become one in the fall.
You're going to.
I've never owned a dog.
You're gonna instantly regret.
I'm just amazed. That they hold a dog show at Madison Square Garden.
It's probably packed. I would assume it's sold out.
Yeah, they love it.
It makes sense. Think about all the people.
Now, I see these parts where they walk them.
Yeah.
Is this, I might be mixing up events.
Okay.
This isn't the one where the dogs go over the obstacles and run through the.
No, Ricky.
What is that?
At the Westminster, all they do is they trot them around in front of the audience.
What's less impressive than the ones that go through the tunnel?
They're not running on seesaws.
Yes, that one. What's that?
I've never seen that.
I don't know.
You've never seen that?
It's like dog agility competition.
Yeah.
That's way different.
There's a person that runs with them, right? And they'll go over, like you said.
They have a handler.
These
every dog has a handler at the when you get to that level. And lower levels, they don't just trot the dogs out there by themselves.
Right, right.
They have a human handler.
Is the handler someone that's hired, or is it the owner?
Sometimes it's the owner. Sometimes it's a hired gun.
They've done this thing for 150 years.
Dog show.
Yeah, 150 years they've done the thing.
Kegs, I'm pretty sure there is a skills competition.
There is?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I mean, maybe that is a component that doesn't get aired.
Yeah,
anytime I've seen it, it's just... They grill the dog. They look in its mouth. They bring the dog off the table. They trot it around for a lap or two, and then they bring the next dog out.
Huh.
But maybe there is a skills element that I've never seen.
Yeah, it's like All-Star Weekend. They have a dunk contest, a three-point contest at All-Star Weekend. For the dog show, they can't just do... I get what you're saying. I saw this morning, because I guess they were getting down to the finals.
Yeah,
I saw them basically just do... I don't know, a 20-yard walk, and then they turned around and a 20-yard walk. And that was it.
Are you going to be big into disciplining your dog? Is that going to be your thing?
What do you mean by disciplining the dog?
Well, just like, or like making sure the dog is obedient. Like, are you going to be big into that? Or are you going to have a wild dog like Lurch?
I'm hoping that I'm the 3 seed in terms of taking care of the dog
the
in the house.
Seed. You're going to be the 1 seed. They're going to.
There's no way you're
going to
be
anything.
A 3 seed.
Let me tell you something.
You're going to be at worst the
your
2 seed.
Your youngest isn't going to do anything. Your wife's not going to do anything.
To me, in my head, it's their dog.
No.
And I'm just in the house.
Responsible. Trust me, you're 100% responsible. Your life is ruined. Their life's going to be great. Your life is ruined. You're going to be the one that has to come home and worry about feeding it about getting out.
Your schedule
your wife's
is so...
Your worry. She's going to go do aerobics and teach classes.
Well, yeah, she's teaching
going to go
out
to dinner.
She's
not going to have a care in the world.
JP, your schedule is so dog-friendly. You're going to be the go-to guy when you get home.
You're murdered.
To let the dog out,
it's
take
the
it for
end
the
of
walk.
Your life.
But I just walk and take a dump, right?
You gotta
multiple
take
times.
A dump, you got to do it 100 times.
It's going to be on a routine and on a schedule. It's going to be multiple times.
You gotta bring
it
back.
Sure it goes for a run.
You can't just let him dump on a neighbor's yard.
My dog,
and leave it there.
My dog,
pick up poo 10 times a day.
My dog has to go right when she gets up. Well, she'll eat, and then she goes right when she goes gets up.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice. Then has to go again around noontime.
Double then, tap or poop.
And then might have to go around dinner time. Sometimes late night.
It's very
regular.
What
do you do when you're playing golf?
Sometimes four or five times.
What do you do when you're playing golf? You just have to...
Teresa takes care of it.
So do you have to text her during your round and make sure she takes care of it?
No, I mean, come on. She wasn't born yesterday. She knows the schedule. I mean, look, the dog is 11 years old.
What if Teresa has lunch? You can't play golf if Teresa has...
No. Neighbors will take her out.
So when you're playing golf, you have to text
my
your neighbor.
Wife, let's just say my wife's out of town and I'm golfing. My wife or my neighbor will come and let the dog
but
out.
But you have
walk
to text
it.
Them and make sure they
yeah,
do
you
all
that. Arrange it.
But we do the same for them, too.
Yeah, your life's over, dude. It's you're making a massive mistake. It's a mess.
So you don't love dogs. I love dogs. So I cherish my dog. It's like my third daughter.
Yeah. Tim, it's not for
but
you.
You're not,
I know
it's
that.
Not for you.
You're making a massive mistake.
I like
mistake.
A chiller dog. Like my.
I don't think you're going to like
my brother and sister-in-law have. I think it's called a King Charles something Cavalier.
Hey, that's
I
what I had one of. Great dog, but Kipper died early. Heart
yeah, it doesn't,
condition.
It's
devastating.
I don't know if you would call it medium size.
Kipper made it to like 9, maybe 10.
Well, that's still a good long time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's
supposed to live longer.
Yeah.
Anyway, that dog, they bring it over to the house. It's a chiller.
Yeah.
It seems like a low maintenance. It doesn't really bark. I don't think it sheds
much. You know
what's
not going to be chill if you buy that dog? The price tag.
Yeah, I think it's a hefty price.
I can tell you the price tag on that dog is high.
We can't even keep fish. We'll go away for the weekend and we forget to tell the neighbor kid to feed the fish, come back dead fish.
You're the biggest anti-pet family in the country.
Who, EB?
Yeah, it's Bickles, yeah. That's
I mean, correct. We like to have fish. They're pretty to look at for about 20 seconds.
Right, fish. Right. I wouldn't even consider them fish.
No, yeah. That's not a
but
pet.
We
that's
forget
not a pet.
That we forget to feed
it's
the
like
fish.
It's like a decoration.
A million times we forget to feed the fish. Yeah. Anybody feed the fish this week? Like,
right.
Never
well, EB grew up with a cat.
Yeah.
They didn't even know the name, the sex of the cat. They called it Andy. Turns out it was
very,
a girl was cat.
A, no, Andy's a good very common.
It's a good Andy.
Andy can be a female.
Andy. Very common.
Oh, it was never at their house. It was like at our house a lot.
It was a freaking wild cat.
Yeah. They just roamed the streets.
It killed so fun. Many mice.
Bickle would hate a dog. JP's
no.
Not going to hate the dog, but not going to enjoy it.
I would like a dog like Barney who would just lay with you, chill with you. Well, and I didn't have to do anything
else.
Well,
that's else, what my so. Dog does.
I know.
Now.
You have to do all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't want to walk it.
No. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your price tag, JP?
How much I have no idea.
Well, I can tell you.
Don't you have to get a rescue dog or you get canceled?
I don't know.
You can get a rescue dog.
No, like here's the wrinkle with the dog stuff.
You got to get a rescue.
Here's what I'm down deep, this is what I'm hoping. My wife's allergic to a lot of things. She's allergic to cats.
Get a
for
hairy
example.
Ass dog.
And so she's allergic to most dogs. And hopefully it'll just be like her allergy situation be so bad that she punts on the dog.
Yeah. Well, but what are you going to do? Because you're already going to be like connected to the dog. You're already gonna...
No. That we just never get it because she can't figure out a dog that she's not allergic to.
Well, they're gonna sell you this hypoallergenic.
Yeah, they're gonna sell you like a labradoodle.
The worst case scenario would be you get the dog and then like the allergies are kind of a slow build, and then all of a sudden she's super allergic to it, and then JP's in charge of. Every single
he's going to be already in charge of everything. I already know it.
This guy thinks he's third in line to the 7-year-old and the one that's allergic.
The 7-year-old's not going to do anything.
She's just going to pet it a couple times.
She's going to love it. And get
time
all the...
for her to walk the dog.
Yeah, well, she's going to play with it. She'll play with it like in the backyard.
It's really foolish.
That's probably
think.
About it.
But you know what?
He it's already, the end of your life.
But he knows it's coming. He knows it's coming.
Why did you ever agree to that?
Get I said like it a, like 6 years
yeah,
ago.
You know what? My time to pay the piper. Yeah.
He's fine. He was kicking that can down the road for 6 years.
She was two or three begging for a dog, and I was like, maybe when Dylan goes to college.
My kids all say that. My kids have all begged for animals.
What about a gerbil? Get a gerbil.
Gerbil. What a
worthless
animal.
Get a rabbit. Get a bunny.
She forgot her swimsuit last week. You think she's going to take care of a dog?
No, she brings it up constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell her when she's 18.
Yeah, when she pays the mortgage.
I say, when you get your own house, you can get a dog.
You can get a house at 18. That's how much houses are.
Well, no, I mean, just, when you're not living with me, when you're on your own, you go to college or something, get a dog.
Anyway, I don't care about my dog. I'm just amazed that that show is on TV.
He's not thinking
and
about
sells
that.
Out yeah. Madison Square
until
Garden.
It happens. He doesn't care.
Bingo.
He's not.
You know how tilted JP's going to be when he's got to buy like the premium dog food.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. I bought. A, yeah. I bought.
Gonna
I
get a, all the shots.
I think I bought a 35-pound bag of dog food.
That
yesterday.
Will wreck me.
35-pound bag of dog food.
All right, how long does that last?
I mean, it's a big bag. It should last. I don't know.
A few weeks.
Probably a couple months.
Oh, it lasts that long?
Probably 2 months.
Yeah, because he's got small. He's got
85
small
bucks.
Yeah.
$85.
That's just the Nubs kibble, isn't it? That's not like the stuff you would put in your fridge.
Yeah, it's not like something you would add in. That's just the base.
It's just the dry
base
food.
That's dry food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have to get them?
I'm just saying like some dogs require premium food.
I never
like
get
with
my dog
Bobby Bacala putting the food in the dog food in
do
the
you,
fridge.
Do you feed your dog your human
you
food
feed,
too?
Yeah, you got to feed the dog all the no, you feed the dog nub stuff.
Do you feed the dog like your scrap fat from your steak?
No,
and stuff?
No, I'm not supposed to do that.
So did you have a dog when you were growing up, Valdez?
Yeah, Scooby. Scooby was money. And you know what? I did?
Scooby did.
I begged and pounded the table and cried for a dog for years and years and years.
Right.
I even built a fence in my backyard with my dad with my bare hands because he said we don't have a fence. And I told him I'd build it with him, and I built it. And you know what I did? I got the dog. I played with it for 5 seconds, and I went back to playing PlayStation.
Right.
Yeah, you fell out of love with it real quick.
Was it? Yeah. My mom and my dad took that dog for a walk all the time.
Yeah.
All right. I begged for it. Begged for it. And all I did was pet it when it was convenient for me.
Right.
Right.
He's
you're just giving JP a realistic preview of what's about to happen.
I'm telling you, I'm just when I look back now, my parents grew to love Scooby, but I was the one who said whenever it has an accident in the house, I'll take care of it.
That
my mom's on the hands and knees scrubbing the carpet like Cinderella with shaving foam to get the pee stain out.
Hey, I will say this though: if someone out there. And we're not going to take your call on air, but call Drab. If you know of a good Dutch Shepherd breeder.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking for a puppy, a Dutch Shepherd
Why?
Puppy.
Why? Because yours is about to don't call.
No, she's fine, but, I mean, eventually.
Yeah. Exactly. You're trying to transition.
He's looking for
I need a transition.
Yeah, but I thought you have to do it, like, after the dog donks off.
I wouldn't mind getting another little puppy right now.
All right. How much more time do you think your dog has? Luca.
She's life expectancy for a Dutchie is like 14 years, so she's 11.
She got 3 more years.
But I mean, anything could happen. I mean, she could get sick next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I need a reputable Dutch Shepherd breeder.
Okay.
But isn't that not? Aren't you going to get canceled for that? Don't you have to get a rescue?
Luca has a rescue.
I think people get upset if you buy a dog like from a puppy mill. Which I don't think those
Which
really.
I've heard of that, and I don't even really know
Luca
what that
is a rescue. So right. I have a rescue, but I want another Dutchie. I don't want a guy saying, yeah, it's Dutchie, and it's a mutt of 14 different dogs.
Plus, Luca got traded to the Lakers, so he needs to add a new teammate.
Luca. Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Remember, you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. You can win a trip for you and 3 friends during the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championships. That includes flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money, too. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Just download the free Odyssey app if you haven't done that already. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least 1 hour for another entry to the contest. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. Get signed up. Get in the mix.
Remember I told you that my wife actually, you guys like think I'm lying. My wife likes to shovel. She's already sent me a video of the driveway completely shoveled.
Very
the
good.
Sidewalks completely shoveled. Mm-hmm. Our nice. Little walkway completely shoveled.
Yeah.
She very loves nice. It. She loves shoveling
I don't know
snow.
That my wife loves it, but she also sent me a quick text saying she had already shoveled the whole driveway.
It was actually easy.
Very nice.
I got up early and did the whole
felt
driveway.
Like it was like, I don't know, kind of like light snow.
Yeah,
it was
light, kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
Not like that heart attack inducing while you're shoveling heavy-ass snow.
Yeah. Well, that we got in January.
Yeah.
I already got a dagger of a message from my wife. She's like, can you pick up? So she has to work.
Yeah.
She can take Isabella to Lifetime Gym. Mm-hmm. They have a kids academy, but the maximum time there is like 2.5 hours.
Ah.
So she's like, can you pick her up and her friend and take them sledding?
Mm, there you go. Oh,
there you go, daddy.
I mean, I kind of like sledding for a little while, but then it gets cold
for like five
and wet,
minutes.
And then they never want to stop.
Right.
They
want to keep going. I know, but see, you complain now, and I'm sure I did at the same time.
Yeah.
But when you never see your daughters.
No, here we go.
Ever. When they're 23 and 21 and you literally never see them,
right.
You wish they were 8 so you can go sledding again.
Yeah.
Right now, you don't see that.
I went sledding with my kids when they were like 1, and then I realized, yeah, this ain't for me. And then I just stopped doing it.
The sledding part is fun. It's the walking back up the hill with the saucer and the toboggan.
What was that study, JP? So I think you told me about it. The study of the percentage you see your kids up until their age 12 is like 95%.
Something like that. It's like 90% of the time you'll ever spend with your kid is before they turn 13.
I would love to see what that percentage drops to after they turn 21.
Yeah.
You see them
probably 3%.
Yeah, you don't see them very much at all.
You never see them.
That's all right. You work on your golf swing.
What do you mean that's all right? It's terrible.
It is terrible. But I love my wife and kids, but today specifically.
I think it works out naturally.
So you're still lucky you got a girl.
I hope I don't see them at all today because that means I'm going deep at MGM. That means I'm making a deep
that's
run.
True.
I love them dearly, but if I don't see them today, that's actually good for my bottom line.
Right.
But if I get busted after an hour or two, you know, I go home.
Go home.
What are you going to do?
I'm curious. I think we all love our kids equally. Yeah. Like, we all love your kids as much as you can love your kids. But I think the way we naturally are sort of created, that as they get older and you see them less, it's okay. Those times are more special, but it's okay.
Like, you feel like you did your job, too.
I mean,
yeah, I want them to blossom.
Of course.
Do their thing, and then
you get through it, but it's just more depressing.
Right.
To me.
I'm curious, Cakes.
Yeah.
It kind of has to do with, I heard a friend once say, he plays golf.
Yeah.
And he's like, he tells his wife sometimes about the round, and he knows his wife doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But they go through the motions anyway. Like, she might just, it might just be like, hey, how'd you do? And then blah, blah, blah. And he'll catch himself, like, explaining, like, the birdie on 12.
Care. Right.
Do you ever explain your hands like you do here with your wife?
Your what?
His hands. Like Cakes comes in here. You're like, how do you do it? He'll break it down. Jack Seven.
First of all,
decided to go in. The other guy had this. I was like, I can't imagine.
You how you bust down?
No.
You don't give her bad beats?
Anybody that's played poker for more than 5 minutes knows that you don't want to recount bad beat stories to everybody that you encounter. Because everybody has them. Yours isn't special. Nobody wants to hear them.
What is the dialogue between you and Amy about poker?
Is it
simply, I'm going to play poker, and then she says, when are you going to be home? Is there anything else in between?
Not a ton. Like, I mean, she's not interested in poker. Like, it doesn't do anything for her. Meanwhile, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I've gotten to the point now where almost every night, before we go to sleep, like, for the 5 or 10 minutes right before I get into the bed, I'll just click on YouTube and watch old WSOP main event finals.
You're addicted.
And my wife, you know, like, Amy will be on the bed, like, with her, like, iPad or her phone watching whatever. But, like, that last 10 or 15 minutes, unless I'm watching a Caps game or something, is dedicated to, like, I don't know, the 2007 World Series of Poker final table.
Now she's working.
It's my comfort food.
She's working. Your daughter is living in the house, so it's not really probably the right term right now. But does she ever feel like the poker widow?
Well, she, like, during this series when I'm playing, like, basically every day for almost a week, a little bit. Yeah. Because today I'm playing in day 2 of one event, and then I'm hopping in another event at 2 p.m.
Well, I think on Saturday night,
out till midnight.
Or I guess whenever we did the all-cast, Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Cakes was going to play in the poker tournament the next day.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why didn't you just stay at MGM? Because he had to be there at like noon. And he's like, well, I just haven't been home. So he was going to squeeze in a little home time in the morning.
If I can be home for a few hours, like, I can't just always be like, I'm going to spend an entire week at MGM. Yeah. Like, she'd be like, okay. Like,
no, what you do is then you just tell her she should come. If you spend a week at the MGM, but she just come over for a couple of days.
Happy to have her. Herein lies the rub. got Winnie at home.
Yeah, the doggy.
Got a dog.
So you've got a dog.
Dog ruins everything. Yeah. I'm telling you, the dogs ruin everything. All that pleasure you guys think you're getting, it's mitigated by the pain in the ass it is. 18, you're handcuffed.
You might be right.
Huh? 18. Dude, that's what I always say. Wait till you get, you know, go to college. You'll be the cool kid in college that has a dog. Try to get laid.
I'm sure South Campus Commons lets you have a dog in your dorm.
Well, no, you do it when you live on Norwich
Road. Yeah, when you leave. When you leave campus.
Yeah. Isn't that what all the college guys do? They get a dog so you get laid?
I don't know. When I was in college, you think I had money to buy a dog? I barely had money to buy the worst beer on the planet.
Maybe that's why you had that slump, though, Cakes.
No, I just...
Cakes got a legendary slump.
I just had no game.
Should have got a dog. I had no game. Could have got a rescue.
Yeah, dogs are for dudes who have no game.
Maybe I should have had a dog. I had no game.
Yeah, but
you got no riz. You got no riz at Cornerstone. What do you say? Come back, meet my dog?
Yeah. Well, I always just assumed those guys had dogs for one reason.
Not one reason, but it's certainly an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
being able to play guitar.
I got my first Rottweiler when I was a junior in college.
Right.
And I lived across the street from a dog park. You know how many hot chicks go to a dog park?
Yeah.
Now, these is an idiot.
Yeah. Isn't that also where you just...
It's chess,
the guys,
not checkers.
They're walking around the... You know, in front of a McKeldin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the ball.
Frisbee
out of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. The dog's the one getting all the chick attention. It wasn't me. I was listening to Don and Mike away by the headphones. I was a radio nerd.
Well, you guys had Barney, but that was...
Yeah, and I actually took control of Barney before my neighbor killed him.
Yeah.
Literally murdered him.
Poor Barney.
The reason you took control of him is because the roommate who you went to high school with just left.
He abandoned him.
Nobody
That's
knew where he went. It was before cell phones. It was literally before cell phones, so people were like, what happened to Steve?
He was too busy throwing curveballs. Hey,
he split.
What's funny about that whole small world, I think I told you this, but not the woman who murdered Barney.
Yeah.
But one of her roommates is my neighbor now.
How do you know that?
Because she told me.
She knew the whole
She
story.
Lived there.
She connected the dots.
She lived in the house
small
where
world.
Barney was killed.
Right.
It's such a small world.
800-636-1067 where the Junkie is coming back with more.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.